President Bush is scheduled today to bring his push for overhauling immigration to the Arizona border. He'll visit Yuma, the latest front in the fight against illegal immigration. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Go as far west in Arizona as you can before crossing into California, and about as far south as you can before crossing into Mexico. You're in Yuma. In the summertime, this is its defining sound. Air conditioning. It's 103 degrees in mid-May and headed higher. Yuma also appears to be the growing hotspot for illegal entries into the United States.
Just this last 2 weeks, they have shut down 7 or 8 drop houses. So that's a major effect on us in our police department.
Yuma Mayor Larry Nelson says more and more people are crossing the border near here. Other public services in Yuma, such as hospitals, are seeing the strain too. The Border Patrol has doubled the number of agents here in the last year to more than 700. Apprehensions are up. It's the same pattern we've seen over the last decade. Like a balloon, as agents squeeze one area of the border, a bulge of crossers pushes through elsewhere. Wayne Cornelius of the University of California at San Diego.
If most of the new Border Patrol agents and National Guardsmen that were promised by the president are deployed in the central Arizona area, that will push even more illegal entries to the west into Yuma and San Diego, and also eastward into New Mexico.
But Yuma has another kind of migrant, the kind it wants. In the wintertime, agriculture defines this sunny corner of Arizona. Between October and April, farmers here grow virtually all the lettuce, broccoli, and cauliflower eaten in the U.S. and Canada. Every day, 30,000 ag workers cross the Mexican border with all the documentation they need to pick and process crops. Doug Mellon grows lettuce and broccoli, wheat and cotton. He says he pays $12 to $14 an hour to work in his fields. He knows at least some of his workers carry false documents.
We've asked the Border Patrol to come into our businesses and examine our records, and they say they don't have time to do that. So we have no means of finding out who has phony documents and who has real documents.
The workers are needed, but as enforcement increases, including the prospect of National Guard troops, folks like Fernando Quiroz say anxiety may increase. Quiroz heads a Yuma Immigrant Aid Center.
I think the fear is that that it is going to be a militarized area. I think the fear is that they are no longer going to be welcome in this country.
And Mayor Larry Nelson wants them to feel welcome, because migrants not only make money in Yuma, they spend it.
They're coming over, they're doing the shopping, and that has about a $400 million impact on our economy here.
That's the contradiction with current immigration reform proposals, welcoming people while at the same time trying to scare them away. And it's why many here, including grower Doug Mellon, say tough enforcement alone will not work.
You can bring on all the armies you want to, and the problem's not going to go away, unfortunately.
But you know what really bothers him? The way the issue has, as he puts it, been turned into a political football. He's watching from the sidelines, and he says he is fed up with the players.
I'm not fixing to vote for any incumbents, I can tell you that right now. I'd just soon send a new person to the federal legislature. He can't do any worse than what these old guys have done, because they've done nothing.
Doug Mellon won't have a chance to get that message across to President Bush when he visits here today, but he can deliver it in November. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Yuma.